have your Bible open to the book of Psalms. I'm gonna preach a little something, and I hope it'll be a blessing to you. If I want to do anything, I want to be an encouragement. Honest to God, I want to encourage you. Everybody's going through something. But I'll tell you what, I like that through. That means we ain't going to stop and set up housekeeping in the valley. We're going through. Amen. I love that. Psalm chapter 92 and verse number 12. You can look at your Bible there, and you just want to stand. Let's all do it or all set one. Amen. All right. You're looking good. It looks like we've got more when they're standing. Maybe just stand while no. All right. I want to look at this. And in verse number 12, Psalm 92, verse 12, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Listen at this. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. Now let me clear this fat up. It ain't talking about belly fat. No, it's talking about spiritual sap. Now, where did you get that? Worldly's Dictionary. There ain't but one, and I've got it, but it don't mean fat. It just means full of sap. Amen? All right. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in Him. Father, thank You for the Word of God. I'm glad it's powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Help this poor preacher. God, You know how very badly that I need You. So help me, Lord, and be with me, and we'll praise You fair and square, Lord, and give You the glory for it all. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Am I all right up there, buddy? I can't get no higher unless I put it on my upper lip. Oh, God. Here we go. Yeah. All right. I'm going to talk about just a little bit a palm tree Christian. And listen, what I want to do is encourage. I want to encourage you, and I want to encourage your pastor. Keep on keeping on. Do what you're doing when you started doing what you're doing. Yeah. Amen. Don't stop doing what you started doing. Don't change horses in the middle of the creek. Praise God. Keep them going. You know, to an Oriental person, in the middle of his life, at the best part of it, he was looked at as a palm tree or a cedar of Lebanon. Eastern travelers say that a considerable part of the inhabitants of Egypt and Arabia and Persia at one time lived almost entirely on the fruit of the palm. They boasted and bragged on its medical virtue. And then, of course, the leaves. They can make a variety of things out of them, baskets, ropes, you name it, and it was very useful. And the fiber of it, the strength of it, it could do a lot of things with it. The natives of Syria speak of 360 uses of that palm tree. You think about that. And then, of course, you know, the palm tree don't grow down by the creek. It grows in the hot, burning desert, where it's rough and hot and hot and real hot. They don't grow down there where it's all cool and everything. But down in, it grows in that desert land. And you know, we're in a desert land. Well, thank God we can keep on growing, boys. We can keep on going. You think about it. It's a friendly lighthouse to the travelers that come along the way. And something else, its leaves don't fade. We got some people that's awful good in their season, but their season just don't last long enough. They just don't last long enough. The shade. And then, of course, the fruit restores its strength. And the soul thirsts after water. And there's palm trees announces there's water here. You think about it's an oasis in the desert. And I want to tell you something, preacher. They may be people drive by here. They may cuss or curse or swear at the church. You can pick one of them out. But I'll tell you what, when it gets down to old-time religion wanting to be saved, they don't know where to come. Thank God they don't know where people love them. They don't know where they can get saved. They don't know where the Holy Ghost is. And that's where they'll come, and I'll promise you that. Listen, I want you to notice with me, first of all, how the root system of this palm tree grows down until it reaches water. It goes down. If it hit a rock, it'd go across and across until it hit water. You know, it's got to find water. I'm glad, thank God, that I found some water in this blessed Word of God one day, and it keeps me going all the time. Drink of this water. Listen, you think about how that it gives assurance of a sure foundation. If every child of God knows this, it's a blessing. Listen to this and think about it. There's nothing that we can boast on anymore than the foundation that we have. You're not going to sink. You're not going to have a blowout. Somebody said, I said, I'm going to heaven. They said something might happen. I said, under God, honey, you don't know what all has happened. Said, you may have a blowout. I said, God can take her in on the rim. Yeah. Amen. Some of you old timers know what I'm talking about. Just take it in on the rim. Let the fire fly. Yeah. Amen. Listen, 2 Timothy 2:19 says, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are His. Praise God. I'm glad I know Him, but better than that, I'm glad He knows me. That's right. And He's not ashamed of me. Thank God, I love that. So you see the situation. And then you think about the bark on the palm tree. I was preaching at Georgetown. That's where I got saved. Now it's my calling. And I was a pastor. You know what? Pastoring your home church is, oh, God, it's the nearest thing going through the tribulation. I guess. They remember everything that you've done. It's the truth. They remember everything. And they'll bring it up. They'll bring it up. There I was. But you know what? I tell you what I've done. I was talking about that dog. My daddy was a sawmill man. They'd go saw down them logs, bring them to the sawmills. It saw him up, and you know what? My brother was old enough to go with him, and I wasn't. I'd stay at home with them girls, and I hated that. It'd be washed in, we'd draw water, and they'd waste it, and I'd draw it. Oh, God. Daddy'd leave in the truck, and my brother, I'd go out that dirt road a-crying and a-cussing because they run off and left me. And there I was with them women. Well, then I got to thinking about, I like root beer. And I got to thinking about, I'd like to have one of them frosted root beers. And so I had a few pennies. And if you had some bottles and some pennies, you could go and get a drink, you know. Well, I started walking out through there, and I went down the shortcut, went down in the ditch, and this, and this, and this, you know. And as I was going through there, there's this great, big, beautiful, I'm talking about gorgeous, dog come across this way. Yeller. I just went ahead and named him Yeller. And he came across, and, he come over to me, and I patted him on the head, and he licked me on the hand, and I said, you'll go to the store? And he said, yeah. And I said, that's where I'm going. I said, let's go, and he come. We went right on over through there, went by the store, went out to the store. He laid right down in front of the picture window, laying there a painting. And I went in, and I was going to get me one of them root beers. And there's a man filling up with gas. He was going to Michigan, he called it. And he hollered, and he said, hey, boy. I just kept on going. He said, hey, boy. He said, you. I said, yeah. He said, "Have you ever thought about selling your dog?" I said, "My dog." "Well, God, I didn't know I had a dog." He said, "Your dog, girl." He said, "Have you ever thought about selling him?" I said, "No, I never have." I didn't tell him, but I said, in fact, we just met, you know, and he was beautiful. I mean, high dollar. And he done the most spiritual thing. He pulled out a $5 bill and it looked as big as a sheet of notebook paper. And he said, "Boy, would you take $5 for your dog?" I said, "Well." He said, "I'm going to go to Michigan and I want something to ride with me." He said, "I'll give you $5 for your dog. What do you think?" And I thought just about a half a second. I said, "I believe we're selling." Son, I sold that dog. I went in there, I had $5. I got a whole carton of them root beers and had money in my pocket. You talk about eating high on the hog, son. But I'll tell you what, every time I preach out there, they bring that dog up. He'll say, "That was my dog, you soul boy." I said, "Forget it. It's been too long. It's been too long. So if you've got a good dog, don't let him around me. I'll sell him, bless God. If the price is right, I'll let him go." Anyhow, he went and turned around, come back, and old Yeller had his head out the window and his tongue wagging, and he was smiling, and I was too. We had a big time. Lord have mercy. Now listen, you talk about the bark. You talk about the bark on the palm tree. You know, I was pastor, as I said, in home church. And that's just near the tribulation. So, they thought I needed a vacation. Actually, they needed a vacation. They wanted me to go somewhere. They didn't care. This soul is out of hearing. And so, I went to Florida, no, anyhow down at the coast or the beach, and they'd had an awful storm through there. It was awful. And I got to looking, and it had knocked chunks out of those palm trees that big. And I looked and I thought, well, why didn't it die? Why didn't they die? There'd be a Coca-Cola bottle stuck in there, and I thought, that'd kill anything. But I got to studying on it, and did you know that the life of a palm tree is in the heart and not in the bark? The devil beat on you and beat on you and beat on you, but thank God your life is in your heart. Thank God. That's where you're living, right there. Thank God. Some people's religions just skin deep. You skin them a little, and they'll say, "Well, we're going to go to the house." You know, I think we ought to, you know, the preacher sort of preached the other Sunday, and I thought he was preaching to us, didn't you, honey? Yeah, I did. And I was all right till he mentioned that tithing. And then he said something about, did you hear him? He said something about coming to Wednesday night. He said something about coming on Sunday night and doing this and that. And maybe, and did you hear him? He said, teach a Sunday school class. Yeah. Well, I tell you what, right then, honey, I felt like maybe we need to visit. I bet you there's some preachers that don't talk that way. So we need to do some visiting. And so they'll go to the... This is good. They will not go to a more spiritual church. They'll go to an old dead church where a cow, if she come up the hall, up the aisle, she'd be given popsicles by the time she got to the altar. She's cold and dead. And I'll tell you right now, when you get where the Holy Ghost is, stay with it, thank God. Raise your children where you can feel the power of God. Stay with it, hallelujah. Listen, you think about it. The life of that palm tree. You know what? If I go to church and the preacher gets on me, cuts every limb, I say, I'll be back tonight. I'm going to climb in higher. You see if you can get another. You may preach me to the altar, but you won't preach me to the house. Amen. You ain't going to preach me to the house, my God. I'm coming in to stay. Let me give you something else here. The height of the palm tree. They said it grew from 60 to 90 feet high. You know what? You just keep on going and growing. These some folks is kind of stunned. I wonder about them. And the fruit of that palm tree is right in the top. John said, we are in the world, but we're not of the world. Thank God, I'm glad. Hallelujah, I can be in the world. We was eating, we were at the steakhouse. There's a little girl, she come by. Well, she wasn't that little. She came by and said she came from New York. I said, God bless you, get you out of New York. And so I began to talk to her and witness to her and give her a tract. And you know what? I like to tell people about Jesus. I like to interrupt the conversation. If you want to get it quiet, just mention Jesus. Amen. And it'll get quiet. Now then, notice something else. The leaves of the palm tree, they do not wither away. And they don't fall off. And you know what? They'll stay right there. And I was thinking about this. You know, the dust don't settle on. The winds are blowing, and they some kind of a lotion or something in the leaves of those. And when the wind blows, all that hell blows off. Wouldn't it be a blessing if all that gossip blowed off of us? Hey, wouldn't it be good? Thank God somebody said, well, I can't stand over there with her. I can't stand over there with him. You need to get right with God. Hey, you say, well, I just don't believe like this, and I don't know. I'm not going to sit with her, and I ain't going to sit over there, and I sure ain't going to shake her hand. You get right with God, honey. You'll shake hands with anybody, thank God. Amen. That's good preaching, Brother Worley. Thank God. This bunch of running around with a pooch mouth. You know what? Most of the people that leave a church, they'll say, I just ain't getting fed. I said, well, what on God's earth do you want to eat? We preach the Bible. What are you wanting? Thank God. Feed them the Word of God. And you'll be glad. Leaves. The leaves of the palm tree. They don't wither. They're evergreen. Many have their season, you know, until something comes along. I hate to mention this, but I might ought to, till ball season comes. And then they'll say, well, it won't hurt to miss Sunday. And then next time, it won't hurt to miss two. And then after a while, you'll get so seared it don't hurt to just quit, sir. Amen. Stay with God in old-time religion. Many church members, they do well in their season. It just ain't long enough. Did you know what? That when I went where I am, over Providence Road, there was a lady, God bless her, her tongue was 7 foot long. You know how they want to put it on the altar. I said, put all of it you can, let the rest hang off. You know. Just let them, and they'll call you up and say, preacher. Yeah. Let me tell you something. Did you hear about what so-and-so said about so-and-so? And they said, he said, she said, they said. And she said, I want to know why does everybody want to come and talk to me about somebody in the church? I said, I've got the perfect answer. If you'll put the lid on your trash can, they won't nobody come. They won't nobody come, praise God, and try to talk to you. But if you've got an open garbage can, they'll fill it up. They'll fill it up. Put the lid on it, honey. When they go talking about the pastor, said, don't you talk about him. He led me to God. Hey. I'm glad, thank God. It's good, boys. Their external use. The palm tree, the more you try to hinder it, the more it'll grow. Throw and beat. I've seen them where they'd push cars over in the creek, press them down, heap stones on them, and brother, and they'd be laying down with just a little sunshine and little time. They'd go to pointing back toward the sun. You may get some pretty rough licks, but I'll tell you right now, let the sun shine in. And thank God you keep a growing. What are you going to go back to? There ain't nothing back there. Done been there and done that. Nothing to it. But I'm glad, thank God, we're just going on. I want to live for God. Hey, I started right. But more than anything, Pastor, I want to finish right. 60-some years I've been trying to preach. And do you know what? I'm a coward. They have to hold me down and sedate me to give me a shot. And you know, when I see blood, it just terrifies me because, I mean, I could see your blood. It don't bother me. But when I see my blood, I think, now that's supposed to be in me. My God. Well, anyhow, what I was wanting to say, I'd rather die than the news come back up here to this preacher. Did you hear about Worley? My God, I want to live for God. I want to be a palm tree Christian. I want to be one that stays with it, thank God. I don't want to wither. I don't want to gossip of this world. Did you know what? Church members can fight the bit. God, did you know they can bring the blood? Yeah. Honest. I ain't never had no trouble out of a man that made liquor. Yeah. I ain't never had any trouble out of a dope dealer. But I'll tell you what, I've had church members to keep me awake at night. Wondering why didn't they come? Why are they not close to God? Why are they not living like they used to? Hey! My God, stay in there, honey. You know a mud dauber, when he builds a nest, you need to watch him. When he brings that mud in there, it's like he'll say, stick there. Stay there. I'll tell you what. God put you here. You bloom where you're planted. Don't go to wandering around. A rolling stone don't gather any moss. Stay where God put you. And brother, you'll be glad that you did. Listen, their resistance to external calamities. You think about it. The sap, they said the sap, when you try to hinder it, said the sap gets thicker. Yeah, and they get broader at the top. Now, when does the spiritual life of the righteous flourish best? You know, the early church done better when they're persecuted, when they were all messed up and people trying to kill them. You know what? If the devil don't persecute you and say something about you right here at this church, you ain't doing what you ought to do. Hey, let them talk. Let them run their mouth. Praise God. Just keep on staying with the Lord. Thank God. Listen. Well, I do better. You know, you just have to get in a tight before you pray, really pray like you ought to. You know, if everything's going good, 2 freezers full, 2 cars in the garage full of gas, money in the bank, hard to get much. But when things get a little low, you'll go to God. You'll go to the Lord. And you know what? Thank God you'll get your prayer life will increase. You'll find the prayer room. Now, you look at the planting of the palm tree. It said in verse 13, those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. You know what? God puts you here. God stuck you in here. And you need to bloom where you're planted. Stay with it, thank God. Planted in the house of God by the Holy Ghost. You think about it. A tree. I couldn't save myself. But sweet Jesus came by and done what I couldn't do. fix me up. And you know what? All of this in heaven too. You know, I was thinking. I'd go up in the woods. I had an altar up there. I'd go up there and pray, and me and God had some office times. Lord, it was such a blessing. And you know what? I still love that sweet Holy Spirit. I like it when Jesus said, "Charles, just come up here and get in my lap." You say, "Why, you're crazy." No, just get in my lap. You know what? We can talk. When you get to heaven, think about how you can talk. You want to talk to Jesus, say, "Lord, I surely love you." And you're not, you might say, "Listen, I need to go. I know there are others talking, wanting to talk to you." No, honey, you don't have to go. This is eternity. You can talk as long as you want to. You can tell him how much you love him. You know what? If the street of gold was a mud road and the walls of jasper was made out of second-hand chipboard, and the gate of pearl looked like my barn door, I love all that stuff about it. But you know what? That ain't why I want to go to heaven. But there's a man, thank God, with scars and wounds. I want to see him and look on his face. Thank God there to sing forever his amazing grace. Don't you? I want to thank him. I want to praise him. You think about this. I want to mention this. This is going to be the last thing, so don't worry about it. You won't miss Gunsmoke. Amen. You think about it. The age of that palm tree, it says, they shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. You know, the secretary and my wife was over to church, and they said, "You ought to go get a bite of dinner." I said, "Yeah, do." "Well, I never did that before." They said, "We'll go." I said, "Just get something to eat." "Yeah, that's all." Well, I went, and they said, "We're going to drop by Walmart." Well, I looked at everything in the fishing and the hunting department 3 times. And a good Walmart's got a bench. It's called a mad bench. There's an old man sitting there. He had a Pepsi Cola, and I got me one. We were sitting there mad. I didn't say howdy, and he didn't say nothing either. They had just got to the first table looking at this stuff. And then in come an old woman. 2 girls are dragging her along. They'd got her out of the nursing home. It was their week to show her the town. And they was dragging her. The tips of her toe shoes was all scuffed up. They was dragging her through. And they'd hold that up, say, "Nana, is that not pretty?" And honey, she was in a coma. Said, "Ain't that pretty? Why, that's beautiful." And she said, "Uh-huh." She didn't know where she was. And they drug her around and drug her. I said, "Won't you bring her to church Sunday?" Said, "Why, they wanted to cuss me." I said, "Well, we won't drag her around. We got pews she can sit in and all of that." I'm going to tell you right now, you can go where you want to go. You'll do what you want to do. Hey, when you get old, you'll still be a bringing forth fruit. I had God. This fella called me and said, "I can't come to church anymore, preacher, of the night." I said, "Why?" He said, "Cause I'm 55 years old. I said, "What's that got to do with it?" He said, "I can't see as well as I used to." I said, "I can't either, but bless God, I'll tell you one thing. I'm still going to go to church." And a fellow come by and said, "Listen, I want to tell you something. You know that bull calf you've got? I know a man's got another better than that, and he'll swap it and give you boot, and he'll get ready. He can see good then." Yeah, we'll go get it. But when it comes to church, we ain't going to do it. Hey, drag them around in the Walmart till their gifts slap out, and them in a coma and then can't bring them to the house of God. Something wrong with that? Stay with it, boys. Amen. Listen, the last days of the old saints of God are just so much better. Do you not like it when some old gray-headed saint of God stands up and says, "He's never failed me. I've been through some valleys. I've been through some heartaches. But he ain't never failed me." Hallelujah. Somebody said, "What are you so happy about? I ain't going to hell. I couldn't dynamite my way into hell." You say you're bragging. I am on Jesus. Amen. Thank God. Stay with it, young'un. Stay with it. Listen, the palm tree stands a storm. The storm comes. There'll be storms come. I want to tell you something. God will never walk out on you. He'll never step the door and say, "I don't want no more to do with you." There's been a lot of times. You know, I ain't been perfect all my life. I don't know about y'all. Now, you ain't either. Don't start lying. We ain't been perfect. But you know, when you go to Jesus, he'll say, "Come on in here." You say, "But you don't know what I've done." Don't care what you've done. He'll say, "Come on. Come on, let me get you up in my lap. I want to make some love to you. I want to tell you, thank God how much I love you, to leave heaven and come, bleed and die." Hey, have the palm tree or stand the storms. When the storm's out there and it comes in, it'll blow cars and trains and buildings and everything down. But them old palm trees born in World War II said, "Preacher, over there in the World War II, storms had come and them palm trees would be laying just about flat down. You'd think they're dead. But give them a few days, some sunshine, and said they'll go to coming back up." You may be blown about halfway down, but give you a little sunshine, and thank God you'll go to standing back up waving them palms. Amen. Thank God, I love it. When it's all, one thing about storms, they pass. Whatever you're going through, it'll pass. It'll be all right. And God will help you through it. I'm glad that with all the stuff that comes our way, you know, my life is, you know, we've had some problems and troubles and heartaches. We was going through something one time, Francis and I don't remember, we was just going to battling, and I couldn't sleep. I was wearing out good sheets, rolling and twisting. I got up and I said, "Francis, 3 o'clock in the morning." I said, "Get up." She said, "Are you sick?" I said, "No." I said, "Get up. We're acting just like we don't have a God." I said, "Get up. Let's get up and tell Jesus about this. Let's tell God about it. And quit worrying about it. Tell it to Jesus." Hallelujah. He's a friend that's well known. You know what? That old palm tree's born to bend with the wind. And you know what? You are too. But it ain't always going to be this way. Heaven's sounding sweeter all the time. Did you know that? I was coming from the mailbox the other day. Well, it's been a while. And the wife, she didn't want to go. And the dog didn't want to go with me to the mailbox. I was going to mail some tapes off. Nobody didn't want to ride with me. I said, "Jesus, get in." We went on. And I come back from the mailbox and I can't sing. It's pitiful. And I started singing, "How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free. Fair heaven of rest for the weary." I got to crying, and God got the blessing. I passed the driveway up, went on out to Highway 16, and there was a red light. And there I sat, tears just going. And the woman looking over at me, sitting there, she said, "I know what it is." Said, "His wife left him." No, she hadn't left me. Heaven moved in. And glory filled my soul. And I'm so thankful. Thank God for that. Listen, whatever you are, be a palm tree Christian. Not in and out, on and off. You know, there's some people been in and out so much they're like a groundhog. They've got the hole so slick they can't stay in nor out. Get in and stay in. Let the devil know, hey, the Holy Ghost is not a summer visitor nor a passing fancy. But when he moved in, he nailed the rugs down. Hallelujah. I've come to stay. Amen. I've come to stay. How many of you in this church building tonight love your preacher and you love your dear pastor's wife and you love this church? I want you to stand all over this building. Let's stand.